This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Went to heaven or hell? Like, oh, we can feel this guy went to heaven, this guy went to hell. And if it is there anybody seen or felt is went to heaven, he went to, like, the other will see and come to know, yes, he went to heaven, he made mistakes. He went to hell, he made, sorry. He went to heaven, he made good thing, and he went to heaven.
Well, that's the question, that is there any signs when a person dies, we come to know whether he's going to heaven or hell? Normally, we don't know, because we are not the judge. We don't know the inside out of a human being. Do you know what a human being thinking in his mind? Do you know what I'm thinking in my heart? So that's the reason we cannot be the judge. The best person is the person who is the master of the day of judgment, that is our Creator Almighty God.
My question is the judgment happened on that time to that guy? That means he passed away, he's not alive, he's gone. Though the next that time is the judgment for him. Are we able to see, or can I cannot say that many physical changes might be hands or eyes or something else which is specialized, especially we can notice.
Brother, someone appears for the test. Suppose there are 100 students, you are one of the students, correct? Now, when you stay for the full year, you come to know this student is intelligent, this student is average, this student is weak. So you being one of the students in 100 students, you can make an assumption. This student will come out first class first, correct? This student will get second class. That student will fail, correct? Can you make or not?
Yes.
Can you make an assumption? Why? Because they have lived for one full year with your colleagues.
He write exam, he get passes.
Wait. Can you make an assumption?
Not at all.
Assumption that this student will come out first class first because he answers very well.
It's not possible.
I'm not asking you judgment. Can you make assumption means, assumption you can make or not?
We can assume something.
Yes. Why? Because that student always answers. Whenever teacher asks a question, that student answers. So hopefully he will come out first. You can make an assumption, correct?
Yeah.
One student average, one student never answers, fail. Assumption. He writes an examination. You assume, he will come out first. But the teacher hasn't corrected. Without teacher correcting, he has come out first. Can you say that? No. You can assume this person will come out first. So after a person dies, it's like a person has given the examination. But until the results are out, you cannot say for sure he has come out first. You can assume. If I ask you how many marks you got, can you say? No. You can assume he'll come out first. Can you tell me the exact number of marks he has got out of 100? Can you?
Nobody.
No. What you can say? He'll come out first. You know, may get 90, 92, 95, but you cannot say exactly. Why? Because the results aren't out. Similarly, when a person dies, by looking at his deeds, you can assume this is a good human being. He did not rob, he believed in one God. He did not associate partners with God. Inshallah, he will go to heaven. This person, he used to rob, he used to cheat. He never believed in God. He did idol worship, he will go to hell. But real result will come to know after the day of judgment when the results out. So the Quran says that Almighty God is the master of the day of judgment. All the human beings who have died, they will be raised up again on the day of judgment. Right? From the first human being, Adam, peace be upon him, till the last human being. All will be resurrected together, and then will the judgment be given. So what you assume may be right, may be wrong. The exact marks is, therefore when a person dies, you can assume, God willing, inshallah, he will go to heaven. God willing, inshallah, this person, used to do shirk, he used to associate partners, he used to rob, he used to rape, he used to cheat, he will go to heaven. You can assume. Similarly, if God wants to forgive someone, shirk he will never forgive. Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 48, Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 116, if Allah pleases, he may forgive any sin, but the sin of shirk he will never forgive. If you associate partners with God, if you do idol worship, God will never forgive you. So I as a person can only say 100% a person will go to hell as if he has done shirk. If he dies as a mushrik, if he dies associating partners with God and not believing in one God alone, then I can say for sure he will go to hell. All the other human beings, if he does some sin, if Almighty God wants to forgive him, he may forgive him, but we don't know now. We'll only come to the day of judgment. Hope that answers the question.